This is side 5. Follow in your book and repeat after me.
All right, lads. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, that's lovely, lads. That's lovely. Ah, let it play from your hearts, lads. That's right. That's how I love to hear it, lads. That's how I love to hear it. Pass the bottle, Paddy, will you? That's a drop of the hard stuff.
I'll have a drop of the bottle too, please. John, give me the bottle, will you?
Right.
I say, that sounds like a bum note you was playing there, Sean.
Don't tell me whether I'm playing a bum note or not. I won't take that talk from anyone, you. Take that, you. Don't tell me where I am. I'll give you something to think about, you stupid idiot. I won't take that talk from nobody. Take that, you swine.
Different pieces, my different recorder. You are ruining the taste of life. Mind my half, will you? Mind my half. I'll never get to heaven, no.
I won't have that dog from running you, lad. I tell you.
Now look here, lads. Please, lads, the recording. The recording, lads.
Careful of my microphone. My microphone.
How to sing. I'd go out and make a record, and it'll be the best of everything. Singing, boy, you would think it was the very, very best. Yes, that's why. I wish I knew just how to say. I'd make records, send them all over the country. I'd make this whole darn country ring. I feel so bad sometimes when I hear this angels sing, and me not knowing how to sing, that's why I can't make a thing, that's why. I wish I knew just how to sing, I wish I knew how to sing. If I did, you could bet your life, I'd make some money and a lot of good things. Ha, ha, ha.
What?
I think you ought to stick to whistling.
I am. I'm just explaining why. I'd like to learn how to sing, that's all.
Forget about learning how to sing. Stick to your whistling.
Okay.
Come on over to the piano.
Oh, will you get off my back?
I just want to show you something.
Show me what?
I'm going to teach you a simple scale. It's very
simple. I don't know anything about
music. All right, now just listen to me. Sing after me. La.
La.
No. La.
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 Can't you hear that? La.
La.
La. Note all the time.
You're lucky.
Poor Johnny One Note sang out with gusto and just overlorded the play. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his aim. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone.
Cats and dogs, dogs, cats and lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big thrill. Thunderclaps, stop clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train, whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cow whistles, all whistles, lots of skill.
Sing Johnny One Note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note. Sing Johnny One Note out loud.
Oh,
you musical illiterate.
The hell with it.
Your choice. Thank you. At the state asylum on the second floor, I talked with a patient, room 234. I said, you don't look crazy, can't see why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy of all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer. I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moaning cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly of all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be.
It's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What it's all about, maybe you can help me out. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes die diddly I die die. Then it goes do diddly oh do do. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ba-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ba-da-da-da, it goes like this. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, what a funny melody. Just been talking with Mr. Hoover and with Smith. Friends, I said I'd like to vote for both of you. But you know it can't be done. I can only vote for one. Will this land be wrecked if the wrong one I elect? Then Hoover cried, la 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 la. And Smith replied, dee 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 dee. So I said, die diddly I die die. And they said, do diddly oh do do. If you send this to Washington, we'll show you just what can be done. Ba-da-da-da, we'll give you this. Ba-da-da-da, we'll give you that. You'll find a welcome on the door. Then Coolidge said, where have I heard that stuff before?
I am a fine musician, I practice every day, and People come from miles around just to hear me play. My trumpet, they love to hear my trumpet. Ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ta-ta.
I am a fine musician and I get lots of pay, 'cause people throw me pennies every time I play. My tuba, they love to hear my tuba. Oompa, 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 oompa. I am a fine musician, my music is so gay, and everybody dances when they hear me play. My trombone, they love to hear my trombone. La ra 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 ra.
I am a fine musician, that's what the people say, and all the children follow me when they hear me play. My piccolo, they love to hear my piccolo. Dee-lee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee,
We all are fine musicians, we practice every day. And if you'd like to play with us, we'll show you the way. Come join us, just take a part and join us. Come join us, just take a part and join us.
Okay, good morning, and hello, and how are you? I hope you're all doing good. How are you? Okay, good, good, glad to hear it. And I would like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Bit Slap. My name is KBC, and I'm your host. And today we're kind of taking a kind of a salute to the record fair, I guess. I did the thing about records a couple of weeks ago. I really should have waited, but I never thought for 1 minute that October was ever going to come around. You know, I thought it was going to be summer all year long, and everything was going to be fine. Today I'm sitting here, it's October 29th, and it's fucking snowing outside. What the hell? And I'm hoping I make it to the record fair tomorrow. I'm hoping you did too, and I hope we saw each other and had a real good time and a bunch of laughs. If not, at least I have this here for you, this here, Bit Slap. And today we started with The Goons, A Drop of the Hard Stuff, featuring mostly Peter Sellers. George Coleman, known as Bongo Joe, to you, I Wish I Could Sing. Johnny One Note, Tony Randall and Jack Klugman, the odd couple, sing, in quotation marks. The Duncan Sisters and the Music Lesson, Hoosier Hot Shots. This is the chorus. Jimmy Lunsford, I'm Nuts About Screwy Music. Cliff Edwards, Ukulele Eye to You. It goes like this, that funny melody. And then musicians, featuring Betty Hutton, Phil Harris, and some other people, which I neglected to write down, so... sue me. So anyway, I hope you'll stick around. We have songs about songs, kind of, today. Kind of stuff about the music biz, however you prefer to take it. So sit back, light them up, smoke them down, wipe them off, and smoke them again. I'll be back. I swear. We'll be right back.
good night for living. What a good night for laughing. What a good night for singing a song. Let's have fun with music. Listen to the nightingale way up there. He says the owl is a great big square. Let's have some fun with music, 'cause music's fun. Let's take a note like this note. Let's take a note like this note. Let's play the notes together and then we'll have fun with music. Gather round the old piano, sing for fair. You'll see your troubles vanish in the air. Let's have some fun with music, 'cause music's fun.
One, two, three.
Will you shut up?
Well, I bought my favorite record at the local record store. I would have bought a lot, but I had a rotten job. I took it home and I put it on the turntable. It made me want to kill everybody in the neighborhood. Burn and rob, burn and rob. Rock and roll make me want to burn and rob. Burn and rob, burn and rob. Kill everybody and quit my stupid job. Burn and rob. Burn and rob. So I went into my mom's room and I stole all of her jewelry. I put it in a paper bag and I sold it on the street corner. Then I bought a lot of drugs, then I got myself some drugs. I stole a Ben Pond, stuffed it in the trunk. Then I jumped off the edge of a cliff and stood there laughing. Burn and rob, burn and rob. Hideous condom with a cow prod. Burn and rob, burn and rob. And rob and crash and tumble and burn.
I have a song here which I realize should be accompanied on a folk instrument, in which category the piano does not, alas, qualify. So imagine, if you will, that I am playing an 88-string guitar.
We are the folk song army. Every one of us cares. We all hate poverty, war, and injustice, unlike the rest of you squares. There are innocuous folk songs, yeah, but we regard them with scorn. The folks who sing them have no social conscience. Why, they don't even care if Jimmy cracked corn. If you feel dissatisfaction, strum your frustrations away. Some people may prefer action, but give me a folk song any old day. The tune don't have to be clever, and it don't matter if you put a couple extra syllables into a line. It sounds more ethnic if it ain't good English, and it don't even gotta rhyme. Excuse me, rhyme. Remember the war against Franco? That's the kind where each of us belongs. Though he may have won all the battles, we had all the good songs. So join in the folk song army. Guitars are the weapons we bring. to the fight against poverty, war, and injustice. Ready, aim, sing.
Well, I'd like to sing a song about the chain gang. Whack! And swinging 12-pound hammers all the day. Whack! And how I'd like to kill my captain. Whack! And how a black man works his life away. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish? And you've never swung a hammer against the spike? And you've never called a water boy early in the morning? And your only chain is the chain that's on your bike. Your only chain is the chain that's on your bike. Well, now I'd like to go walking up the highway, feeling cold and wet and hungry all night long, doing some hard rambling and hard gambling and hard smambling, hard blambling, but always taking time to write a song. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never heard an old freight whistle blow, and you've never slept the night in a cold and empty boxcar, and you take the subway everywhere you go? Oh, oh, you take the subway everywhere you go. Now I'd like to sing a song about the coal mine, a chipping away in Tunnel 22. And when I hear that timber crack, why, I support it with my back until my comrades all crawl safely through. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've got to be in class at 9:30? And in spite of all your urging and your pleading and your crying, your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. That's what she says. Your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. Well, now I'd like to sing about the Mississippi, working on the levee all the day. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you got a lot of rotten cotton. And on Saturday, you go and spend your pay. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never loaded cotton on the dock, and you've never worked a day, and never drunk up all your pay, and the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block? Oh yes, the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block.
I'm an old folk singer, just an old folk singer. I'm an old folk singer, are you a folk singer too? My daddy bought my first guitar when I was just 13. It was a Sears Silvertone and all the strings turned green. Even then I wrote my songs about love and war and doom, till daddy threw my silver tone across the living room. I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I'm an old folk singer, are you a folk singer too? Ow! I'll sing a song about human rights, about love and war and fear. I'll sing a song that lasts too long, that no one wants to hear, about the highways and the gamblers, the singing of the rails, and a dog named Blue that I once knew had an infection near his tail. 'Cause I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I sing folk songs, are you a folk singer too? Ooh.
Oh,
When Dylan went electric, my whole world fell apart. But I'm still singing folk songs. These two chords are my art. Need no record contract, no million-dollar figure. Now, I'll keep singing folk songs in dirty little coffee houses where the waitresses all hate me and there's no free drinks policy. And the drunk in the corner wants your Mr. Bojangles for the 10 millionth time till they pry this old guitar from my cold, dead fingers. 'Cause I'm an old folk singer, I'm just an old folk singer. I sing folk songs, are you a folk singer too? Ooh, ooh. Ah, ow, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh. Ah, ow, oh, ah, ah.
One, two, three.
Shut up!
Okay, in every town there is a rock and roll group of questionable questionable habits and dubious ability. Or questionable ability, whatever they are, questionable tendency. I don't know. I'll tell you about one. There was a group called the Scum of the Earth. And they say they got their birth in an L.A. joint that once was called a Daisy. You know the bass man, he smoked grass, and the drummer, he kicked ass, and the lead guitar ate speed while the people went crazy. And the Scum of the Earth, they just kept boogieing on, higher and higher till all of the fire was burned out and gone. You know that the drummer's name was Mavis. He was a twice convicted rapist. They say he learned to play in the prison band in Pelham. Yeah, he'd cut out your heart for a dime, and he kept lousy time. But the rest of the band was too damn scared to tell him. Yeah, and the steel man's name was Spiker. He dressed like a black jacket biker, but under his leathers he wore black lace silken panties. Ooh, they say he sung his sweet love numbers directly to the eyes of the drummer, while he kept his eyes on the bass and guitar man's fannies. Ooh, and the rhythm man they call Static, he was a health food fanatic. Oh, he lived on berries and nuts and had scurvy and rickets. He did yoga exercising and kept on trying and trying until finally he could bend all the way over and lick it. And the road man's name was Lester. He was a well-known child molester. His minister told him he'd never go to heaven. He wore a bright red toupee and he had lots of groupies, but they ranged in age from 14 to 11. And the manager was Scuzzy Sleazel. He had the ethics of a weasel. He screwed the record labels and laughed at the masses. He hired out the group to play at $1.50 a day. And if he couldn't peddle their music, he'd sell you their asses. When the light man was Nasty Norman, he was a CIA informant. Every group he ever worked for, they got busted. He got the drummer deported before the album was recorded, and he spit on the bassman Spike until it rusted. And one day the Scum of the Earth, they was playing for all they was worth. Not much. A guitar screaming and the wails and the cymbal crashes, faster and higher and higher, oh, till the electric cords caught fire and the whole damn band caught fire, burning in the electric wire till the Scum of the Earth was burned to a pile of ashes. And the Scum of the Earth, they just keep boogieing on.
Direct from the city, the sensation, highly talented, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
We are the Now Tones. We do top 40. We wear matching outfits. We look real sporty.
Santa.
He's such a ham.
Hi, girls.
If he would shut up.
And don't forget your waitress, Brandy.
Then we could jam.
What do you guys do for a living, anyway?
We are the Now Tones. You can't go wrong. 'Cause we say thank you at the end of every song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
In a little town in Idaho, way back in 61, man was frying burgers. Gee, it seemed like lots of fun. But to his friend, the bum boy, he confessed its misery. I think I'd like to start a group, so come along with me and all you Sayations across the nation. Please play our records for your congregation. The band soon started booming. They were raking in the coin. They found a few musicians and persuaded them to join. And Paul Revere decided, since they had such newfound fame, need a fancy title, and the Raiders they became. And all you Sayations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation. Soon packed up for Hollywood to reap their fortunes there. The streets aren't really paved with gold, and you can't live on air. And then Dick Clark approached them, said, I know a thing or two. I'll put you on a TV show and make big stars of you. And all you Sayations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation. Now things are going groovy, and we really can't complain. Though the pace of rock and rolling nearly drives us all insane. And everybody's pushing, saying, give it all you can. Come to think of it, our business manager's our biggest fan. And all you Sayations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation.
Thank you.
country or a band has this guy. Not many people really know why. He's got a cell phone and a backstage pass. He's got a big gut and a big fat ass. He's a big fat road manager, big fat road manager, big fat road manager, big fat road manager. He plugs in guitars and microphone jacks, big fat road manager. He makes sure the system won't feed back, big fat road manager. He yells check one till his face turns blue, big fat road manager. Don't you wish he could count to two? He's a big little back fat road manager, big little back fat road manager, big little back fat road manager, big fat road manager. The contract says there's beer for free, big fat road manager. A bottle for you and a case for me, big fat road manager. I'll make sure you've a place to stay, big fat road manager. Then I'll eat your deli tray. He's a big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big fat road manager.
You may wonder why the road manager's so wide. He's the one who blocks the door when the tax collector comes by.
The tour ends, the roadie spends his day,
big fat road manager,
at an all-you-can-eat buffet,
big fat road manager.
But if he can come to terms,
big fat road manager,
he will manage the arrogant worms.
He's
as our
big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big little fat road manager, big fat road manager.
This thing on.
All right, put that in that wah-wah. Right now. Put that down and get over here and pay attention. I got important things to talk about. We don't got no time for wah-wahs. Saluting the world of music today because we've been thinking about it all the last couple of months because it's been record fair time, and I've been going over all of my records and tossing some out and putting some up for sale and locking some up under lock and key and gold plating a few others, and I'm sick of it. But we have music here because it's kind of a religion with a lot of us. As it should be. We started with the Disney folks' fun with music. It was a religion to Disney. And I saw a lot of you praying around a lot of the record tables this weekend. I know who you are. After Disney, Vernon Robb, one of his incantations from Paleface, he had a bunch of different versions of that, and that was what I call the bluegrass one, just to be able to tell it apart. Tom Lehrer after that, the folk song Army. Shel Silverstein, the folk singer blues. And Merle Kessler, I'm an old folk singer. Merle was part of Duck's Breath Mystery Theater, and I'm pretty sure he's the one that you know best as Dr. Science, who knows more than you do. Shel Silverstein again after that, the Scum of the Earth, Blotto, We Are the Now Tones. A lot of people hate Blotto, I don't know why. Paul Revere and the Raiders, the legend of Paul Revere, and that was fairly recent from Paul Revere and the Raiders, probably within the last 15 years. And the Arrogant Worms from Toronto, Canada, big fat road manager. Need a big fat road manager to have a good band. Ask Led Zeppelin, they'll tell you. So let me get going here because I need to start talking and get this done before the trees knock my power out. So I'll be back.
Turn it over. Without any further ado, let me introduce the man of a million noises, the Sound Man.
Hello there. I'm the Sound Man, and I like to make all sorts of sounds with just my mouth. For example, you know, my favorite sounds are those of musical instruments. If you want to imitate a musical instrument, you first have to listen very carefully to the instrument itself and figure out what makes the sound of that instrument so special. The trumpet has a high, brassy sound. I'll imitate it for you. The trombone sounds a lot like the trumpet, only lower. Now the violin is very delicate and really high. While the bass is low. And the saxophone has a soft sound. Well now, let me try something. I'm going to put all my mouth sounds together to form an entire orchestra. First, let me tune myself up.
And now, the Sound Man has recorded the sounds of 24 different instruments that he has imitated all by himself on 24 Fisher-Price tape recorders. Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the Sound Man playing chopsticks.
It's a one-man band. He's a big sensation when he syncopates. Here's a demonstration of the way he operates. Oh, listen to the banjo. Listen to the banjo. If you want to hear him, you got to gather near him to listen to the music of the one-man band. Listen to the mouth harp. Sounds a little bit sharp, but I'm not complaining. It's really entertaining to listen to the music of the one-man band. Then he goes into his dance, sing silly things in a trance.
With deep, but it's not long.
Listen to the sax solo. now with the piccolo. Really, it's confusing, but isn't it amusing to listen to the music of the one-man band?
Doctor, I called. I think it's my heart. I don't know. I feel funny. What? I don't want to go to the rest home. I don't know about nobody there. Oh, the Joplin Memorial Rest Home for Aging Rock Stars? Hell, I got a lot of friends there. What? You and my one good ear. You know us old rock stars getting over the dam. What? You're going to give me shelter in the rest home in that helicopter there? What? Get in the helicopter? I got stones? Too much stones I've been listening to? Well, we're rocking in the rest home in the year 2030. Us old folks play the Rolling Stones because new stuff's too dirty. On Sundays are hymn books. Yeah, you should see. We sing, Jesus is just all right with me. Now it's old men on the block. Huey Lewis ain't no news. Black Sabbath got religion and they're sitting in their pews. FT Hammer runs a rap group for senior citizen sport. Michael Jackson does wheelies and wheelchairs, raise money for senior sports. We're rocking in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest room in the year 2030. We use the old Fender amps and new stuff's too dirty. Techno pop, nuki rock, Lollapalooza. Hip hop, heavy metal, and slash to us, they're a loser. We're gathered in our wheelchairs, rocking to the music. Cause youth is only skin deep and we sure don't wanna lose it. See that lady in that wheelchair tapping with such ease? Little do they know it's really Parkinson's disease. Rockin' in the rest home. 2030. Cher's finally got chastity. She's no longer flirty. Madonna wrote a book called Continence. At first she only told her friends. Now her reputation is resting on depends. The Rolling Stones are gone and they gather no moss. Bruce Springsteen got a conservator. He's no longer the boss. Anthrax got a disease, but the cure filled the void. Now the Butthole Surfers come down with hemorrhoids. We're rockin' in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest home. We're rockin' in the rest home. Rockin', rockin', rappin', rockin'. Ozzy Osbourne, did you sneak into the kitchen again and bite off the chicken heads? And stop jumping on your bed or it'll be no drugs tonight. LaToya, get out of the men's dorm right now. Janet Jackson, stop dancing like that. No more Rhythm Nation for you. It'll be another hip-hopperation. Tina, what are you drinking? Is that real coffee I smell? You're only supposed to have tea, just any coffee. Where'd you get that? Don't you drink a lot of that before I can get you. Oh, no, you drink the whole darn stuff. You know you're not supposed to have real coffee. Oh, no, slow down. Stop rocking so fast. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, my God. Call the nurse. No. Call the doctor. Slow down. Stop. Stop it, Tina. Oh, my God. Another one bites the dust.
Well, it's a rock and roll yard sale, so come on down. We're selling stuff that we would otherwise throw away. We're selling stuff that we just found. Well, it's a rock and roll yard sale outside of my lawn. If you like 8-track tapes, then you're gonna think that the sale's great. And if you're into worn-out paperbacks, let me tell you, man, we got stacks. So come on down to the rock and roll yard sale. Making our yard sale permanent. Well, there's a real swinging band, and they're playing on my rooftop, and they're rocking and rolling while the prospective shoppers are strolling, looking to buy something that's really neat to make their lives more complete. So come on out and check out the selection, 'cause you could really add to your junk collection. And you can't beat these deals, 'cause they're so good. So come on down to the rock and roll yard sale. Oh, we're selling all day. We got a lot of bills to pay, and we're selling the next day. Lucky, why we'll sell some stuff to you. We're thinking about getting a business permit, making our yard sale permanent. Well, I think I'm gonna stop this song now. Alright,
guys, try to take something that Virgil does.
Rocco Products presents the Glow in the Dark Concert Survival Kit. This kit gives you everything to make your next concert an exciting one. Easy to light, long-lasting encore matches. Fake third row ticket stubs in an assortment of colors to fit any concert. Balcony cherry bombs, a roller, blade, mirror, spoon, clip, and a hidden bottle compartment. The Glow in the Dark Concert Survival Kit is made of durable, heavy metal plastic, and it's covered with an assortment of backstage passes, available in Led Zeppelin Gray, Woodstock Brown, or Al Green. Order your Glow in the Dark Concert Survival Kit now and get 12 cents in spare change absolutely free. Here's how to order. Call 1-800-495-5957. That number again is 1-800-499-5597. 1-800-479-5997.
Hi, I'm Dub Dudley, a professional truck driver, and now a hit songwriter too. How many times have you been behind the wheel of a big rig, humming along to the CB, saying to yourself, heck, I could probably write a half-decent song? Well, heck, you probably could, and I'm here to help. Because with the famous Truck Driver's School of Songwriting course, you'll be jamming notes as well as gears and changing keys as smooth as you change lanes. Just listen to some of the hit songs written by our graduates.
Driving a big truck, driving a big truck, driving a big, big truck. Driving a big truck.
I said, baby, I'll have some coffee. She said, is that for here or to go? I said, babe, I've been driving all night long. I'd like to set a spell, you know.
Yes, with the famous truck driver's school of songwriting, you'll learn how to turn an 18-wheeler into 18-karat gold. Just send $9.99 for our free booklet, How to Write Songs About Trucks, and Truck Drivers, and Truck Stops, and the Trucking Industry, and Women Who Will Do Just About Anything. Right back at you, good buddy.
The famous truck driver's school of songwriting, not affiliated with the famous songwriter's school of truck driving or the AFL-CIO.
I hope that you all enjoyed the cassette. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant evening.
Many, many years ago, I was at a garage sale, and I picked up this turntable. It's one of those Fisher-Price things. You put a record in it, you close it, and it plays for you. It didn't have a needle, but what it did have was this record in there called The Sound Man from Anonymous People, and there it was. You started that set with it. So, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you have a needle for my thing. If you do, let me know. I don't know where to find one. I tried. Following the sound man, Ted Weems and his orchestra, featuring a vocal from Parker Gibbs' one-man band. Jimmy Dodd and the Mouseketeers after that, Play Cubby Boy. Donna Lynn after that, I Had a Dream, I Was a Beatle. Followed by the Punsters and their big hit record, complete with False Ending. Pat Sojourner, Rockin' in the Rest Home. And then Wally Pleasant, giving you his rock and roll yard sale. And I don't think that's where I got that Fisher Price turntable, which I still have, by the way. But Wally did have at his yard sale the concert survival kit from Stevens and Gridnick and Travesty Limited, the famous truck driver school of songwriting. And that's about it. So it looks like I may have made it before the trees calm down under my house. If you hear about me, please dig me out. And if you like snow in October, then I don't know what I can tell you. You're a better man than I. And I hope this doesn't spell tragedy for our upcoming winter. I know we've all had enough of it last year. So I'll see you next week. Next week is Election Day. I'm not going to do an Election Day special, but I would like to remind you to get out and vote. Because if you don't vote, all the Republicans will. And guess what's going to happen? All right? I don't care who you really want to vote for, but don't let them take it away from you, okay? Got one more for you. Kind of sums it all up, I think. And we'll be back with more next week. Please have a good week, and don't forget to shovel.
The other night, I attended a concert with a friend of mine. Ah, yes, it gave me a pain. My friend asked me why I didn't enjoy the concert, and I had to explain. When I first saw the light of the day, I could hear my father play. He played a song on his light trombone, and he always played it this way. He tried to teach me how, but it sounded like our cow. Instead of pushing a slide trombone, I should have been pushing a plow. But he made me practice for hours and hours and weeks and months and years. Beethoven, Chopin, Brahms, and Strauss. were enough to drive anyone out of our house. Oh, I know they're great, they're greater than great, but how much meat can you put on a plate? I don't want to complain, but when I hear a musical strain, I just have to shout, oh, I hate music. I can't stand chords in G. I'd rather hear coyote howl out on the lone prairie. Oh, I hate music, especially when it's played. Now listen closely and you shall hear why musicians should never get paid. Now, doesn't that sound silly? So you see what I mean when I say, oh, I hate music. I just can't stand that refrain. That melody is merely driving me insane. Yes, I think I'll go right home and practice again.
What are you doing? You're sitting there staring. It's over. Shut it off. It's over. Take it out. Put it in a case. It's over. It's done. The city's done. Go take out the garbage or something. Do something. Read a book. It's over. What are you still doing here? Shut it off.